number two here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on this Friday morning. Not so much beautiful outside. We're getting rain here where we're at, but hopefully it's a little better where you are. But we're heading into the weekend, so can't be that bad, can it? Let's kick it off with the three things you need to know right now. Number one. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says he may not be the best candidate for the 2022 midterms. Looking to be a fairly competitive race up in Wisconsin, he says, I want to make sure that the U.S. Senate is retained in Republican hands. This was told on a conservative talk show hosted by Lisa Booth on Wednesday. He said, you see what the media is doing to me. I may not be the best candidate. I wouldn't run if I didn't think I could win. If I didn't think I was the best person for the job. Yet to formally announce whether he's running, but there are other Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, Congressman Mike Gallagher, former Congressman Sean Duffy, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and others that would be happy to step into the role, I believe, for that U.S. Senate run. And of course, on the other side, they have a contentious Democratic primary already in the works. Milwaukee Alderwoman Shantia Lewis, Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski, and Milwaukee Bucks Executive Alex Lazary. So it's getting crowded in that Wisconsin primary, and you can bet it's going to be the focus of both the Democrat and the Republican campaign committees, as the Cook Political Report currently rates the race as a toss-up. Number two. Senate panel votes to make women register for the draft. This has been an issue that has often been cited in debates, conversations about equality of the sexes. What is equality? And some people are reminded that when they talk about the differences between men and women, well, only men currently under federal law have to register for selective service between the ages of 18 and 25. But the Senate Armed Services Committee has approved language in its annual defense policy bill that would require women to register for the draft. Now, this was approved by the committee, and it amends the Military Selective Service Act, according to the summary that was released. Of course, the United States has not instituted a draft since the Vietnam War, and every president running, all the military officials, the Pentagon always says that it is their intention to have a all-volunteer military force. But of course, Supreme Court declined to even take up a case that was this policy of a male-only draft was challenged, made it all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court declined to weigh in, seeing this as a area that Congress is supposed to act, and they seem to believe that Congress was going to act. And we'll see where this goes, but quite an interesting part of the debate when it comes to gender equality and the things that go into crafting what equality actually looks like. And number three, ex-Obama doctor predicts Biden to resign or face 25th Amendment, considers it a national security issue at this point. This coming from the Daily Wire. And former White House physician Ronnie Jackson served in the role under both Presidents Obama and President Trump, told Fox News on Thursday night that he believes that President Joe Biden will be forced to resign or face the 25th Amendment removal from office over issues related to his fitness for office. Of course, Jackson is now a member of Congress for Texas's 13th Congressional District. And to give you a little piece of what I think he's talking about. We got a clip from Wednesday night in with the president's town hall on CNN with Don Lemon. We got that clip.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
Yeah. Yikes! Congressman Jackson goes on to say. And I'm at the point right now where I went from telling people we should be concerned about what might potentially be going on to, hey, what is happening right now? I think if anybody watched that town hall on CNN, they probably asked themselves that same question. Congressman Jackson goes on to say, where are the people in our academic medicine community that are out there calling for President Trump to have the cognitive test? Where are these people? There's something seriously going on with this man right now. This isn't just a blowhard congressman, folks. This was the one of the presidential doctors, served Obama and President Trump. President Obama and President Trump. This isn't some kook off the street saying not liking Joe Biden. I mean, anybody watching this man, there's concern. I was talking to a friend the other day, and you know, you sit there and you say, what's happening? And he goes, I feel bad for the guy. He felt bad for the president of the United States. He watched a clip of the town hall. It wasn't the one I just played. It was more. I mean, this went on for a while. And he said he felt bad for him. It was almost like, My friend seemed to think he was up there under duress. What does this say to our allies? Heck, what does it say to our enemies in the world when they see our president up there unable to put things together? I mean, some would say we had an issue with President Trump kind of having, as they refer to it, as diarrhea mouth, as just saying whatever he thinks, and it goes out there into the ether, and then we deal with it as it comes. And that may have been the case at times, but he was all there. This doctor, former President Obama's doctor and former President Trump's doctor, now a congressman, says there's more there. Very interesting. Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. Hour number two underway. Looking forward to it. Stick around.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.